Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's Happy Ending.
We were just talking about Kristen Wiig. She said she had no Midwest credit, yet she grew up in Rochester.
She was born in Canandaigua, which is a Finger Lake.
Oh, my God. God bless you.
Canandaigua.
I mean, I know they call that upstate New York.
That's central. Canandaigua's central New York. The Finger
okay,
Lakes are central.
Right, okay.
You and I both did the same thing.
I like how you put the fingers out. At
both,
the same
well, have you ever seen the Finger Lakes in New York?
I've never been.
I got married on a Finger Lake.
Oh, they really are.
Yeah.
Oh, the Finger Lakes are
right.
Beautiful.
It looks like someone took their fingers.
Yeah.
And they were made by glaciers.
Yeah.
So
you knew that though, right, Kenny? They were made by glaciers.
Sure.
Yeah. So, like all the Great Lakes.
Right.
Of course.
So anybody who's talking about the Finger Lakes in New York goes, you know, the Finger Lakes.
Yeah. Right.
You take your hands and you scrape down the state.
It's my favorite part of the flight from Boston to Cleveland is flying over the Finger Lakes on a clear day.
There they are.
Because it goes on forever.
I was married on Seneca, the middle big
one.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. And we skied Canandaigua.
Oh, so that's where she was. She was born in Canandaigua, lived in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and then, as she said, grew up in Rochester. So she's got all of the accent.
Yeah.
She goes, I have no Midwestern street cred. I'm like, that's all Midwestern street cred.
Yeah,
it's the
yeah.
same accent.
Totally.
It's a little bit of what I do. It's a little bit of what, I mean, I still say my husband's name the way his mom said it and his dad said it so that it's a little bit of home.
Little like, bastard.
Jan?
I call him Jan.
Jan.
And but I do it naturally. I don't actually exaggerate it, but when I talk to him, I go, Jan. That's because that's how you say his name in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Almost sounds like Jan.
Instead of John. John.
Right. Like
Jan.
My Uncle Bob. My Uncle Bob.
Right.
Like it's
my Uncle Tom.
B-A-H-B. Bob.
Yeah.
But I still say Jan's name like that just because that's, you know, it's a little bit of home because, you know, I moved him all the way out to Boston. So I give him a he grew up right outside of Niagara Falls. So, you know, you give him a little bit of Jan.
That was, I mean, both our spouses, you know, moved with us. Like,
yeah.
And yours, you know, he can work anywhere doing what he does. And so can mine.
Yeah.
But still, we've dragged him around a little bit.
I mean, he'd never been married to a spouse in radio, obviously.
Yeah.
And I said, I got a job in Boston. Can we go? And he sold our house, sold both of our cars, and got himself a new job within 3 weeks.
Amazing. Yeah.
He sold our house, Kenny, the day so I walked into his office and we had discussed it. I said, kind of, you know, casually, if for some reason I get offered a job somewhere else, would you move? And he goes, yes. So then I walked into his office. He was an assistant principal in New York in a district called Valley Central. And I walked in, I go, Kevin and Pete asked me to go to Boston. And he goes, okay. And the next teacher that walked in, Chrissy, I don't want to say her last name. She walks in and he goes, you said you wanted a house. And she goes, yeah, I'm looking for a house. He goes, I have one. You want it? She goes, okay. She comes and looks at it.
No
her parents
way.
And her future husband the next day. She offers, we sold the house just
wow,
like
that's
that.
Amazing.
That's incredible.
And then
that
he sold my Jeep and he sold his pickup truck.
Yeah.
And he sold his Mustang and sold my Jeep and he bought a pickup truck and bought me a little Mazda for commuting.
Yeah.
Here.
Right.
And he got himself a job in Hall as the principal at Hall High School.
Damn, Mr. Ford, I got to hand it to you.
Fucking A. Now, if we had kids, he might have been like,
yeah.
It would have been a little longer.
Right.
But
he
sold our house in 5 minutes.
That's a Jedi of efficiency right there.
Oh, it is, yeah, I mean,
fucking
my wife
he
sold
said,
three,
hey, we're moving.
My wife
Bam.
Sold three homes.
Yeah.
On her, you know, without a realtor. So she's very good at it, and that's where we'll go at the end.
And that's why we married them.
And I think she could be a realtor. She'd be a hell
God.
Of a realtor.
Your wife would be the best realtor, because she
be
wouldn't take
so
anyone
good.
To shit.
She'd be so good.
She can read people.
Yeah, she's another one that got, you know, every time we moved, she got a job.
Yep.
She got a job on her own, picked up, I mean, at the time. You know, nothing was online yet
right.
when we were moving, when she was looking for work. So it was like going through the paper and shit, and she would get a job like it was nothing.
Yep.
So
That's
good
awesome.
At it. Yeah.
Now, you guys have had to move around for the radio career or have chosen to move around for the radio
yeah,
career.
Yeah, we chose to move around. Right.
I've been pretty fortunate to be able to stay in my home market here of Boston.
Lucky.
And I've only been at this station. So knock on wood, I get to stay at this station beyond this year. We'll see what happens. But
and believe me, I, above all of us involved, me, Kevin, and Heather, am jealous because you have had lifelong friends. I have.
Yes. Very blessed.
That you get to see on a regular basis.
Very grateful. Very fortunate.
You're lucky.
I bring that up because within the last year, iHeart has had me doing some shows in other markets as well that run on the weekends. So separate from ZLX, you can hear my voice in Seattle, Nashville, Dallas. And you know they have their own,
crazy,
and it's all classic rock stations.
Are you the night rocker in all these?
I use my own name, just Kenny Young.
Okay.
You know, but if you are in any of those markets on Saturday nights, you'll hear me doing a radio show. I do a different one for each city, right? And so they'll send me the things that they're promoting, their contests, so that I'll have something to talk about.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes sense.
You got to avoid sports and weather ahead of time because those things change.
They change.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I thought I would bring up this station. I guess I can bring it up. Yeah, they had me promoting it. So down in Nashville, they're doing a promotion for Valentine's Day this week and leading up to Sunday.
Okay.
Where you go online and you enter to win $5,000 in legal fees towards a divorce.
Wow.
What?
They
How
got
much
a
does
local.
A divorce cost?
Well, this, I don't know.
It must be big in Nashville.
It's got to be. They got a local law office to pony up $5,000 of attorney's fees if this Valentine's Day you decide to untie the knot.
That's hilarious.
So that was their big
Valentine's
promotion.
The only reason
promotion.
They're doing that is because it's probably common there. Right?
Well, Valentine's Day is the biggest breakup day of the year, but not necessarily just for marriages, for like all relationships, because people are like, well, there's some sort of romance involved and this has been casual.
Yeah. Honey, I wrote you a poem. Yeah. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm getting a divorce and so aren't you.
Oh, man. Wow. $5,000. Is that enough?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid to Google how much does a divorce cost because then it's going to end up on my husband's phone.
He's going to find it in your fucking history.
So all of a sudden, he'll be getting divorce lawyer advertisements on his phone and be like, wait a second. Right.
After all I did for you.
Remember when Kevin had me find out what it was like to get a pen pal from prison and then my husband was like, where's your pen pal in prison?
Yeah,
before we realized that cookies were like connecting all of our devices in our homes.
Yeah, right.
So I had a little explaining to do. And I didn't need to. It was Kevin's fault.
What if you looked up divorce porn instead?
I don't want to look up any of these things. Look them up.
Is that a subgenre?
Yes.
If it is, Kevin will find it.
I'm sure he already has.
That was Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's Happy Ending. Listen every weekday morning, 5:30 to 10 for more on 100.7 WCLX and iHeartRadio station.
Over. Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.